Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Hey, we're on 6 days a week now. Saturday morning special. I know. Saturday morning special. Maybe your weekend's a little off from everybody else's weekend. Well, now we got you on Saturdays, too. Mm-hmm. You can now get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week. We've added the Saturday morning special from 6 to 10 a.m. The best of what happened on the show for the past week. Every Saturday morning on Alice
at 97.3.
Oh, my. It's like a chorus. It's fun. It's like a call and answer on Alice
at 97.3.
Oh. What fun. You guys ready for some music news? Here comes Nicole.
Uh-huh, honey.
Nicole, tell me everything.
Oh, about the Demi Lovato?
Yeah, Demi Lovato's thing debuted on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. I watched one episode.
Yeah, so there's
on
two
YouTube?
Episodes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there are okay. two episodes out.
Yeah, there's two episodes
out. Did you watch both?
Yeah. And they're only 20 minutes long.
Oh. What?
Yeah. How long was the one that you watched? Maybe I got the wrong one.
You say 20 minutes long?
Yeah.
No, I watched one for an hour and a half.
Okay, maybe I got the wrong one.
Maybe I watched the wrong one.
No.
Yeah, wait, maybe you got her first one.
It's called Demi Lovato Dancing with
the
Devil.
Yeah, that's the one I
watched.
Which
one did you? Okay.
Yeah, maybe I wasn't paying attention. I just put
because she
something
does
on.
Have two. One from 3 years ago and one now.
Continue.
In the course of the two, in the course of the two 20-minute episodes.
Oh, I was right.
She was right, yeah.
Okay.
But I thought for a second I was watching the wrong thing because.
Well, did it seem to be the thing where they showed her young and then they showed her druggy and then they showed her this?
I was like, wow, they didn't.
Well,
I thought
I was expecting it to be like an hour long.
Right, like
episode. So when I was only 20 minutes, and then when Bryn said that, I was like, oh, maybe I did watch
I watched the old one
or something.
I still enjoyed it, though. This is pretty interesting because I don't know very much. I don't know very much about her. So
yeah, I did like her old, her one from 3 years ago. But
let's talk about the new one.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us what you thought.
It is very intense, a lot more intense than the one that Bryn watched. Like, oof.
Yeah, this was like just nice.
Yeah,
nice stuff.
Yeah, this one's intense where. Just they are showing footage from because she was in the middle of filming a new documentary for her Tell Me You Love Me tour. And you can just if you just really watch her body language when they go to those clips, you can tell she's just not happy and she is using. But nobody around her could tell. Like there's this one scene where one of her backup dancers was like, I don't know why. I feel like I just need to tell you, like, be careful, on tour. And Demi just goes, I am. With like this weird smile, and you can tell she's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And then it's because she was using. And then DJ Khaled was on stage with her, like congratulating her on being 6 years sober to the day. And she just goes, thank you. And then she just starts bawling her eyes out because that was, I think, a month before she OD'd and she was already using again.
Yikes.
So if you just pay attention to those body language cues from those clips that they show,
because she's lying to everyone. Everyone thinks she's hitting her 6 year sober mark.
Yeah, and it's just about her. They kind of talk more about her mom because in the first documentary, that one that Bryn watched, they talked about her dad and how his addiction issues and not having a relationship affected her. But now they go back to that, and then they also talk about the mom, and the mom had. She was addicted to something, and she had an eating disorder, and that's what Demi has too—an eating disorder and addiction. And so it was just—it was very dark. And they say that in both episodes, like this is triggers, and I was shocked only because of what the management team, how they treated her. They're thinking they're helping her, but everybody around her was saying like, we ourselves who don't have eating disorders had to watch what we ate in front of her. And it was just so...
Well,
so,
she's the golden goose.
Yeah.
All these people are attached to her and making their livings based on her continuing to function.
Exactly, but
like
it was
anything
just...
to get this person to continue to make money. Like, if she checks into rehab.
This is a constant problem for people with addiction issues, especially in music, is there is a whole touring machine with many lives dependent on this little girl.
One person being there and
I don't say that as if she's not capable of doing that under normal circumstances. I say that as a person who understands she's probably suffering greatly as all these people depend on her and she knows it. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, she can't quit whatever thing she's, I don't know what her thing is, but so, whatever it is, she can't stop it.
So she, you know, in the first documentary, she talks about how she was drinking and doing cocaine. And then in this one, she was like, she was just unhappy. And so she went back. She talks about this cocktail she made, which was a downer and an upper. And then when she went back to drugs, she reached out to her drug dealer and asked for it. And he's like, I don't have that, but I have heroin. And she was like, okay, yeah, I'll give that a try. And then there's pictures of her when she's high. And the 911 call was probably the most troubling for me because it was her assistant found her blue in bed, just calls head of security. I'm like, why are you calling security first? Call 911. But she called security. They came over and then she left.
All this before there's an ambulance on the way?
Yeah. And she explains why, because she left the room and she made sure no one followed her so she can call 911 because she was afraid she would get in trouble for making that call because through management. And she even, and she's so calm.
Oh my God.
She's so calm on the phone and the dispatcher's like, okay, ambulance is coming. And then she goes, no sirens, right? That's what the assistant said. And the dispatcher said, no, this is a medical emergency for her. There has to be sirens. And she just goes, okay, because management didn't want sirens. And then the press and the world at large
would be alerted to the fact that this woman is about to die. And they said the doctors told her she had like five, ten minutes later, she would have been gone.
Yeah, and the doctor, you see her brain scans and everything and why she's blind now and legally
blind.
She's
still blind?
Yeah, she's legally blind. She explains that like she can be pouring a cup of water and her eyes don't register where the glass is and she completely misses it.
Oh my God.
And that it was just, I don't know. I just have like, I need to watch more of it because I'm like, how do the parents not know this? And they say like,
well, that's not entirely fair, but I do think that unfortunately, because there's so much money attached to this person, and Sarah just said it, that the job becomes not so much helping this person who's in crisis, the job becomes getting this person in crisis through the tour. So everyone, including the managers who want their money too, can get paid.
Yeah.
And that's, you know what? I think this is why Kurt Cobain's no longer with us. I think this is why Scott Weiland is no longer. These are people
they become enablers. They become
but also these people become, they feel hopeless.
It's very
like
sad.
They just feel like they can't do what they're born to do without doing this other thing.
Yeah, I think the also hard part was her mom said, to that extent, her mom was saying like, it's hard also keeping track of her when keeping track of your child when they're not living with you. And I guess to bring it back full circle, when she woke up in the hospital, her little sister was looking at her and trying to talk to Demi, and Demi couldn't see her because of her eyes at the time, and she goes, who is that? And they were talking about like how that's metaphorical because her parents, I guess a while ago, said you need to get clean or else you're not going to be able to see your sister. That was years ago, so now, or you can't see her. And then she was like, it's just
now she really literally can't see her.
Yeah, so it,
so what's the prognosis for her eyeballs, and are they showing her currently, like is she
she's sitting there with her doctors, she's
and are you believing that she's now she's straight since this?
So she actually gave an interview and she says she's California sober.
What does that mean?
She
smokes weed.
Yep. And I think I think she might drink here and there. So.
Yeah, I saw that, and
California story.
I've never heard of that.
I hadn't heard of it
it's
either.
A made
but
up
I
term
do know
for people
that,
who still want a party.
That these things are very personal, and so you can't. I'm not going to sit here and tell her she can't pull that off. Mm-hmm. There, most places will tell you you're not going to. If you have an addiction issue, you're not going to drink in moderation. But I wish her the best. I hope she can pull it off. I think it's terrible that, look, a lot of, I'll give you history. There are people who've gotten off heroin, including one of the stories I've read about. I don't know this person, but I've read that Slash used to be on hard drugs, quit, but still tried to drink. And then drinking almost killed him. Drinking is not safe.
The answer. Drinking is not the, I'm just drinking. It's not
because
like I'm doing drugs.
Legal, people assume it's safe, but it's drinking's taken down more people than any other drug combined all together. Mm-hmm. So it really isn't a safe drug for people who have addiction issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's also said the doctors, her stepdad was saying that, which I found interesting because the security made the call. There was two places to put this tube in her to clean out her blood, which was near the her
death limit.
Toxicity.
Well, it was either her neck or her groin area where they can put it so they could clean out the blood. And they couldn't do it. So then the security was like, just do what you have to do. So I was surprised that they were able to make that call, not a family member.
Right.
Because I don't know how the... Yeah.
How is her security got her power of attorney over her medical choices or whatever?
I don't know. But the...
they probably don't legally.
But I think they were the only ones there.
The doctors are like, please help us help this girl.
Yeah. So that was interesting. So she just had this tube going back and forth, like from her neck right here.
Yikes. All right. So this is the first... Two chunks of, mm-hmm. And how many are there going to be? Were you given some indication?
No.
We're talking about Demi Lovato. This is Demi Lovato. I think it's called The Devil.
Dancing with the Devil.
Dancing with the Devil.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I heard that you have to pay for the next episodes.
Well, Jessica.
So I'm not sure, though, because I'm not positive, because I was looking to see if that was true, and they just said the next day. The next week when the episode will premiere, the next
they
one.
They say there's going to be 4 episodes.
Yeah, but they don't
and
say
are you,
if you have
to pay for them.
But my friend told me
it doesn't say
you
that
do.
Part, yeah.
Yeah, my friend told me that we have to.
That would make total sense, though, wouldn't it?
Because
here's the first
now.
Two.
Yeah, it was just very sad, and I just feel for her and anybody that's going through those issues, because especially
as far as
being famous like that, you're already isolated.
Did you find the show to hold you the whole time? Was
yeah.
It, so
mm-hmm.
You're... If you did have to pay, would you watch the...
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh.
I would just because I'm curious to see, like... I don't know. I'm just worried and scared for her and how she's going to carry on just because of the way the dark turn her life took. And she's my age. So
right.
That's crazy. Mm.
Talk about living a completely different reality,
yeah.
Huh? I mean... Yikes. All right. So there we go. We talked a little bit about Demi Lovato. Thanks, Nick. Good job. Nice review. Solid work there.
Yeah. I recommend it, but there are trigger warnings. So if you have.
Be on the lookout for those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By the way, California sober is drinking and smoking.
Okay.
Moderate drinking and smoking.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's.
I would love to moderately drink. That'd be great.
And moderately smoke. I mean, wouldn't that be wonderful? Yeah, yeah, I'm California sober. Okay. So we're not doing any hard drugs then. Okay, are we? Mm. Everything seems like such a good idea a couple drinks in. That's the problem with alcohol. If you think
right.
It's a gateway drug, it's alcohol. Paisley Park. You realize it's been almost 5 years since Prince died?
No, I don't realize that.
It's crazy. This will be the 5th anniversary of his death, April 21st, I think. April 21st. 5th anniversary of Prince's death. On that day, Paisley Park, his home, studio, and, quote, creative sanctuary, will invite fans to pay tribute to him in the atrium free of charge. You do need a reservation, however. You can't just show up there. The announcement reads, on the 5th anniversary of the passing of the incomparable Prince, Paisley Park, his home and creative sanctuary, is opening its doors for fans to pay tribute and celebrate his life. The Paisley Park Atrium, and then they give the address. It'll be open for free visitation Wednesday, April 21st, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Advanced reservations are required. Guests are also welcome to leave flowers, mementos, and other memorial items in front of the love symbol statue outside the Paisley Park main entrance. So there is going to be an online memorial as well, because 99.999% of Prince fans won't be able to go to this. It's at paisleypark.com. They say it's basically a Prince museum now. There, obviously, during the pandemic, that wasn't happening, but it has been open for tours. And I'm sure that that will probably continue in the future. But right now, just for the April 21st memorial for his five-year death anniversary, they're going to open it up to people who can't be away from him. It's rough. Taylor Swift, very generous. This is a nice story.
You know what's funny? When you brought up Prince... Mm-hmm. And I was sort of went through this process in my head because I consider him to be so supremely talented. Mm. And I don't think it's a matter of practice. Like, yes, he practiced and learned his instruments. Mm-hmm. I've also practiced and learned my instruments. I can't write a damn song to save my life. Mm-hmm. He's supremely talented. And you know who I thought of right next to him was Taylor Swift, is another person who, for whatever reason,
they got it in them.
She can keep writing songs. Like, she's
not
running
out of them. Right,
the well is not dry.
No,
and so it's weird that you just went to her because she crossed my mind as I was thinking in my head about him. So
just insanely talented people, you know. Often some of the most just cursed. You know, they're almost cursed by their own genius. Anyway, Taylor not cursed. She's blessed, if anything. Although, who knows what the hell's going on behind closed doors. I like to think it's all kittens and flowers.
I think she's a cat lady too.
Oh, she does. She is a cat lady. Sure, a cat lady. She posts her cat stuff.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
Just that's my guess. Okay.
Yep, she's a cat lady. I don't know. Maybe she has a dog. I have no idea. I've never seen her with one, though. I don't think.
Yeah.
Anyway, Taylor Swift, very generous. She and her mom, Andrea, donated $50,000 to a GoFundMe, which was raising money for a mother of five girls whose husband died of COVID just before Christmas.
Right.
The GoFundMe was looking for $50,000 and were not going to get it. They were at about $10,000. And it just looked like they were, you know how if you don't reach your goal on GoFundMe, nobody pays. Their credit cards don't get charged. So they were looking for 50 grand. We're nowhere near it. And Taylor just went, I'm going to go ahead and let's get that to a point. So now between the money that was already there, and I'm sure now that she's donated and probably posted about it, people are adding their donations to it. And it's up over 60 grand now. So they covered the whole darn thing. She hasn't commented, but she's done this sort of thing before. A few months back, she donated $13,000 to two different mothers who were struggling during the pandemic. She's also donated money to fans who've lost jobs during the pandemic. I mean, she's just, you know, she's a very generous person and can afford to be. So good on her. And I'll leave you with this. BJ Thomas, raindrops keep falling on my head. Believe it or not, he had 26 hits from 66 to 83.
I don't know about that.
You know some of these songs. Won't you play another somebody done somebody wrong song? Oh, so good.
Okay. Two.
Okay, I'm sure I'm not singing.
You're telling
along
me 20 of those, huh?
26 of them, turns out. You got any other ones there?
I have the main one here. Raindrops keep
falling on my head. Well, we incurred this one. Let's hear.
Yeah, that's
one
about
that
we don't believe.
I got I Just Can't Help Believing, Rock and Roll Lullaby.
No.
Pulling here.
No one's heard of those.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he has been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer at 76 years old.
Come on. I'm sitting here bagging on the guy who's dying of cancer.
How could you? God, why are you so rude?
I believe you. He has 26 hits. I
can't believe you would do that.
So God. Mean. Why don't you tell people before you why you brought him up?
He released a statement because, look, stage 4 lung cancer.
From now on this show, cancer warnings before you even
warning.
Start the story. Cancer warning.
It's more fun just to get your real reaction.
Jesus.
He said, I ask all of you for your prayers during this time and that my music can live on with you. What's the name of this song?
I Just Can't Help Believing.
Get to the chorus. I know this one.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a Rock and Roll Lullaby.
I really like it.
Oh, I know this one too.
Do you know that one too?
Right.
Clearly you do.
Yeah.
See if
that's
you go
so funny.
What a talent this BJ Thomas is.
I know. Wow. Oh my God. Talk about soft rock of the 70s.
You know this one?
I don't know. I got a little woman. She lives across. I'm going to say no to the.
I don't know any of these.
No other.
Well, no, of course you don't. I mean,
you were born
like,
yesterday, Nicole.
Your mom. I know you're born yesterday, and your mom wasn't listening to tunes cranked up in her VW Bug.
You're 10 years
70s.
From peaking. Relax.
Okay. Yeah, you'll tell us what we should be listening to at that point. All right, Vinny, I'm out of time. What's coming up?
You.
Oh, I know this one too.
Yeah, you'd better give cancer warnings next time. Jesus. Shrimp cereal in the news coming up.
Oh, God. Really?
However that, good that sounds. And there's a guy on Tinder. He meets this lady.
Yeah.
And he knows exactly what to do. Exactly. You're not going to believe it.
It's Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.